Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Today is the second of three sermons based on the kingdom parables of Jesus found in Matthew chapter 13. Now last Sunday we learned that Jesus usually told parables to separate believers from unbelievers. Those who believed in Jesus would hear his parables and then come to him for further explanation. But those who did not believe in Jesus, well, they would usually just walk away, concluding that Jesus was either crazy or evil. Also, we learned that the parables in Matthew chapter 13 are about the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God refers to the Father sending his Son into the world to serve his enemies by saving them from their sins by his death and resurrection. Then the Holy Spirit works through the preaching of Jesus to convict people of sin and bring them to faith in him as their Lord and Savior. So the kingdom parables are about the mission of Jesus to save sinners from the eternal damnation that they deserve. Now last Sunday we examined Jesus' parable about the sower and the various kinds of soils. We learned that the sower is God, the seed he sows is his word, and the various soils represent the various ways that people respond to God's word. We learned that those who don't take their sins seriously and see no need for Jesus, well, they're not able to receive his teaching about forgiveness. But those who realize that their sin deserves God's present and eternal wrath, they end up receiving Jesus' teaching about forgiveness with sincere faith. Today's sermon will deal with Jesus' parable about the weeds and the wheat. However, in this parable, the various symbols stand for different things than when compared with their use in last Sunday's parable. For example, in last Sunday's parable, the field or the soil stood for different kinds of people. But in today's parable, the field represents the world in general. Also, in last Sunday's parable, the seed was a symbol of God's word. But in today's parable, the two different kinds of seed represent believers and unbelievers, respectively. Now, the reason that we're able to make these distinctions is that Jesus himself explains the meaning of the symbols in each of the parables. With that said, let's examine today's parable about the weeds and the wheat and learn what Jesus is trying to teach us. In Matthew 13, verses 24 through 30, Jesus tells the crowds a parable about weeds and wheat. Basically, those who don't believe in Jesus, they hear this parable and conclude that Jesus is either crazy or evil, and they walk away. But later on, after Jesus tells the parable, his disciples come to him and they say, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." Jesus then gives them this explanation. Matthew 13, verses 37 through 43 reads, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and thrown into the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." Now, how does Jesus' explanation of his parable apply to us Christians today? Well, Jesus is teaching us that there are believers unbelievers in this world. And Jesus wants us to get the big picture about the eternal destiny of believers and unbelievers, respectively. The unbelievers are the people represented by the first three soils in last Sunday's parable. As you learned last Sunday, for various reasons, such people do not trust in Jesus as their Savior from sin, and they have no desire to be instructed by His teaching. Such people, sadly, are doomed to spend eternity in hell because they want nothing to do with the Lord. They will experience this in all its fullness at the end of the age when Jesus returns in power and glory. But in contrast, the believers are those who trust in Jesus as their Savior and long to be instructed by His teaching. Such people can look forward to eternal life with God in His kingdom of love. Believers will experience this in full at the end of the age when Jesus returns in power and glory. However, the end of the age has not yet come, has it? You know, we might wonder, what's taking Jesus so long? It's been almost 2,000 years. Sometimes we'd like Him to come right now. Not only would we like to be living in a perfect world, as is promised, but we would also like Jesus to pull up the weeds and give them what they deserve. For example, we think of people who have absolutely no desire to hear God's word with us, even though we've maybe lovingly invited them to attend services and Bible classes. And sometimes we grow tired of their spiritual apathy and their mockery of God's word. We maybe also think of people who actually hate the Christian faith and persecute those who live for Jesus. We think of unbelievers around the world who are actually hurting and killing those who believe in Jesus like we do. We see all this and we wonder why Jesus doesn't return right now and separate the weeds from the wheat. What's the answer to that? Well, recall this part of Jesus' parable. The servants ask the owner, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling up the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest." Now, what do we learn from this portion of Jesus' parable about the weeds and the wheat? There are two very important points we can learn from this. Here's the first point. The first point is that we need to remember that we were not always wheat. If you read the entire Gospel of Matthew, this becomes clear. You see, the danger of just reading snippets of the Gospel reading on Sunday morning is that we can be guilty sometimes of reading these little readings out of context of the entire message of the Gospel. That's why it's important to go to Bible class and get a good idea of what the message of an entire book of the Bible means. That way, when you're reading individual portions, it becomes more clear what they mean. And so, when we read this parable about the weeds and the wheat, the entire Gospel of Matthew bids us to ask this question: how did I become wheat in the first place? You see, when you read the whole Gospel of Matthew, it becomes clear that we are all weeds by nature. In other words, we are conceived as sinners who are controlled by the devil, and we see no need for Jesus. That's how we are by nature. In fact, the whole Bible teaches this. For example, in Psalm 51, King David writes, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Then in Romans chapter 3, Paul writes, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Later in Romans chapter 5, Paul says, sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned. Finally, I want you to listen to what the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2. He says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. Now there are many more scriptures I could read for you. The point is, we were all by nature weeds. But now, we are wheat. How did that happen? Well, that takes us to the second important point we learn from this parable. Simply put, as we heard in our reading from 2 Peter, God is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So the reason that you are wheat is that God longed for your salvation. God used someone to bring you to Jesus. Someone proclaimed God's word to you. Someone brought you to the waters of holy baptism. God used people to nurture you in His word. And even though we often sin, and maybe even have strayed from Jesus at times, God did not lose patience with us. My friends, the scriptures are full of examples of weeds becoming wheat. I think of the Apostle Matthew, who wrote the Gospel of Matthew. You know, he was once a weed, but then he heard Jesus teaching. He heard Jesus say how he had come to save people from their sins. Later on, Jesus said to Matthew, "Follow me." And by God's grace, Matthew changed from being a weed and became wheat. Yet another example is the Apostle Paul. Now, Paul himself admits that he was about as weedy as they come. But by the grace of God, Paul changed from being a weed and became wheat. In fact, in our first reading, we heard these words of Paul. Listen to them again. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display His unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on Him and receive eternal life. So God is patient. He wants all to be saved. Now, this doesn't change the fact that those who die rejecting Jesus will face judgment when Jesus returns in glory. That's why Jesus lovingly warns those who refuse to repent and trust in Him. However, the reason that Jesus has not already returned in judgment is that He wants more weeds to become wheat. So on the one hand, the parable of the weeds and the wheat reminds us that evil will be judged one day. We who trust in Jesus will inherit eternal life in God's kingdom, a new heavens and a new earth, the home of righteousness. And we can look forward to that day. That's why we pray, "Thy kingdom come." In fact, I think of the final stanza of our sermon hymn. Let me read that for you once again. O Jesus Christ, do not delay, but hasten our salvation. We often tremble on our way in fear and tribulation. O hear and grant our fervent plea. Come, mighty Judge, and set us free from death and every evil. Now, it's not wrong to pray that. It's not wrong to look forward to the day when it'll finally be finished and evil will be no more and we will finally be experiencing in all its fullness the eternal destiny God has prepared for us. It's not wrong to long for that. In fact, God Himself knows that we're longing for it, and part of God's heart wants to put an end to all of it and finally embrace us in all its fullness. But the reason He's holding off, the reason He's waiting, is that He wants more weeds to become wheat. That's the other thing we learn from this parable. Besides learning the fact that there will be a day of judgment, we also learn the reason why God is delaying that coming judgment. He doesn't want to uproot weeds before they have a chance to become wheat. Therefore, when we meet people who haven't been to a church service in years and have absolutely no desire to hear God's word, when we encounter people who think that the Bible is foolishness and that we're even more foolish for believing it, when we notice that unbelievers mock us or in some cases even persecute us because we strive to live for Jesus, when we meet weeds like this, we must remember that we would be just like them if it were not for the grace of God. That's why Jesus teaches us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. You know, all this reminds me of a sermon written by none other than Martin Luther. Did you know that Martin Luther wrote a sermon on this very parable? He did, back in 1525. Now, regarding how we Christians should view the weeds around us, you know what Luther wrote? Listen. Again, this gospel teaches how we should conduct ourselves toward these heretics and false teachers. We are not to uproot or destroy them. Here Jesus says publicly, let both grow together. For in this matter, he who errs today may find the truth tomorrow. Who knows when the word of God may touch his heart? You see, we don't know what miracles God may work in the hearts of people. When we meet a weedy person who hates the Lord and could care less about coming to church or Bible class, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing for a person to be like that. That person may end up being a weed until the day he or she dies and end up in hell. That could be. Then again, that person may eventually be converted from a weed into wheat. The point is, only God knows how that is going to turn out. We don't. And so, when we wonder why God is taking so long, it's because He loves us. And just like He was patient with you, He's being patient with others. Yes, some people may indeed be weeds. However, for all we know, one day those weedy people might become wheat along with us if the Holy Spirit finally breaks through their hearts. Therefore, today's parable of the weeds and the wheat reminds us that there will always be believers and unbelievers in the world right up until the day of Christ's return. However, until that day comes, Jesus wants us to remember that He wants us to continue His mission of seeking and saving the lost. Before that final day comes, Jesus wants more weeds to become wheat. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In a moment, we'll have the offering, but before we do that, please share the